Welcome to a special bonus episode of Bitches Love Sports. I'm Bitch 2, and today I'm going to share with you a clip from a recent Twitter space hosted by Personal Corner. Now you might hear that and wonder, what is Personal Corner? So I'll admit, I don't do the best job of explaining exactly what it is, so here's the explanation I found on immutable.com. Empowering professional athletes through dynamic NFTs supported by Chainlink data feeds. Personal Corner was founded on the idea that athletes should take charge of their personal brand. While all professional athletes represent the pinnacle of sporting skill, they have historically lacked the means and guidance to leverage their image to build direct personal relationships with their fans. Known for his time as a wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys and his iconic Throw Up the X brand, Dez Bryant made Personal Corner to empower athletes to take ownership of their narrative and image. Bryant, an avid gamer and firm believer in technology, built Personal Corner to assist both athletes and influencers in crossing their personal brands over to the digital realm, in parentheses, metaverse. And he sees dynamic NFTs as the perfect tool to accomplish this goal. So it goes on from there, but that's basically what it is. But from listening to Dez talk about it, I think there's potential for it to become something that goes beyond NFTs and fan engagement. So on Monday, in the Twitter space, I asked Dez Bryant to talk about his understanding of players' ability to impact the content of the NFL collective bargaining agreement. So this is something that we've talked about on the show in the past, of just how it's not renegotiated nearly often enough and how it can be a little bit complicated for players to actually give the input that they want to give. So what he said and the passion in his voice tells me that in addition to brand development, empowerment and advocacy are actually at the top of his list of the ways that he wants to help players. So if you want to know more about Personal Corner, definitely follow Personal Corner on Twitter. Follow Dez on Twitter. Pay attention to what he says about it. It does involve NFTs. It does. They do talk about fantasy football. But just from what I heard from them in this space, I really think that what they're doing and their mission is going to go a little bit beyond that. So you give it a listen.
We do have Bitches Love Sports in the building. Bitches, you got your hand raised. Sorry to anybody listening if that offends, but that's actually the name. So Bitches Love Sports, what
hey,
you got for us?
Just reading the username, guys. Don't get mad at me. Just reading the username.
You can call me Jazz if that's easier. But now I actually had a question that I've never gotten a chance to ask a player directly. This is something that we talk about on our show, but it's relevant to the running back conversation. Some of the solutions that people are suggesting, for example, involve things like a different type of rookie contract for running backs, since it seems like a lot of times some of their most productive years are at the beginning of their career. And of course, if they don't get hurt or they find a way to maintain an upward trajectory, like they can, you know, get a bigger payday. But when it comes to changing things like contract structures and things like that, of course, that's something that has to be negotiated through the CBA, which one is not renegotiated nearly often enough. And two, a lot of times it involves the input of like the NFLPA and active players, which sounds good on the surface. But when you think about kind of like what Dez was talking about earlier, that a lot of the things that go into negotiations are things that players are unfamiliar with until they get the NFL. And then you're asking a young guy who's trying to like, I guess, balance the new responsibilities that come along with being a professional athlete to like input information into a document that he might not even be around to see get renegotiated. So I was just wondering if Dez wouldn't mind speaking to, I guess, his perception of what it was like to, like, if you ever had any conversations about the CBA or if the input that players give to it is actually as great as they make it seem on the surface.
Oh, absolutely. First and foremost, you never heard me talk about that shit because I'm not a fan of it. And one thing, and before I answer that question, I wouldn't be trying to unify athletes if I felt like, you know, these guys had our best support. You know, I'm not real big on the false advertisement side of things. And, you know, I'm just not very political when it comes to shit like that. You know, I'm really down for the players. And you're right. You know, like the guys that are in position, they just there for face. I'm not going to say any names, but Steady been on these calls. Derek been on these calls. Daniel been on these calls. You know, Aileen been on these calls. We all been on these calls where, you know, athletes, that's a part of the union that's supposed to be making the call. You know what? Check this out. The guys that was on the guys that's supposed to be representing the players, the other athletes that's supposed to be representing the players, they didn't even pick the next president. They didn't even, they had no input in picking who was going to be the next guy in charge. You know, it was, you know, somebody else, you know. So that alone goes to show you, you know, how we don't really mean, we don't mean much, you know, to the PA. We don't mean any, you know, we don't mean shit. And I hate to break it down, like, you know, break it down to people like that, but that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. And you know what? And what I'm trying to do is not to go against the NFLPA, is not to go against the NFL. It's just to show them this is who we are. You know, you need to put people in place that understand the needs of the athletes that make up the majority of the NFL.
And right, I get what you're saying.
And hear me out. And hear me out. That's not a black, that's not a white thing. That is an athlete thing. It's a lot of us going down the same guidelines that we all, yeah, the majority of us are black, but you got some white guys just following the same, you know, we all ain't representing, you know, the same way, you know, just touching on facts.
And so it sounds like it's not that you're against the NFLPA. It's more like you feel like there needs to be something additional in place in order to carry out the mission of it, or at least what they say the mission is.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it sucks. I'm going to be real. It sucks. trust me, like, it's hard for me to answer your question because it's steady to tell you. It's so much.
Yeah. And so I'll give you a different perspective. You know, Des talked about the athlete perspective, and I can talk to you about, like, the fan perspective, because I was a fan of football first before I was able to join, you know, one of these meetings and be in these rooms with these individuals who are supposed to have the players, you know, at the forefront of the conversation and first thing in mind. And what you find is that's not at all what's going on. They want to put on a facade. They want, you know, things to look a certain way. And like Des talks about, like, you know, bright and shiny and, hey, the car looks really nice, but guess what? The engine sucks. Like, it's not working. It's not working for everybody that's involved. Everybody's sitting in the car and we look pretty, but it's not going in the direction that we need. And unfortunately, I was involved in some events that, you know, kind of rubbed me the wrong way as a fan and made me realize that, hey, there's some organizations out there that are not exactly who they say they are. But I can guarantee you that Des Bryant Personal Corner and what we are doing is 100% about the player, what they are doing as an athlete, what they're doing as an individual. And we're trying to unify everyone together. And it doesn't matter what you are, what you do, or where you are. We want you to be part of PC because it's Absolutely. One voice all together.
Yeah, and I have one more question because, you know, from what y'all are saying and from what I've heard, like, I've read the CBA a few times, and it's crazy how many clauses are in there that even the way that grievances are filed, there's almost no way that they would be handled in a timely manner in order to alleviate the situations that they're filed for, which is crazy to me. And it just seems like it would be difficult for a young player to navigate the political environment that would go into advocating for themselves or their fellow players without possibly risking their job or their relationship or, like, getting a bad name or being blackballed, so to speak. Yeah. So I was just wondering, is there anything from y'all's experience that y'all can think of that you would say, like, hey, this is something that, you know, younger players could definitely use, or players in general could definitely use, that would help them advocate for themselves a little bit better and make change despite how things are currently set up?
Well, Jazz, I'll start by saying this. Like, that's why I made a lot of my sacrifices. You know, I've been preaching this stuff. I've been preaching this stuff through my best days. You know, it's just the high performance would overshadow the things that I truly cared about. You know, so when I had got cut, like I said, like, I had opportunities to go play football, but I had to make a sacrifice. And one of the biggest things I learned after I got cut was I wasn't in control of that decision. And that did something to me. Like, all I knew was football. I don't even, I got this money. But what people don't understand, it doesn't mean anything, because I've been so corrupted by the game. You know, all I care about is the game. And all I care about is my, you know, I being and didn't know which route to take. And I'm saying all of that to say, all of the things that you're questioning, over 90% of athletes don't even have a fucking clue. Don't even have a clue. They don't even have a clue where to start. All of this is a part of my sacrifice. Like, all of it is like, no, we got to figure this shit out. Because the way I think about it is like this. You're not going to beat a system that's been in place for so long. All right? You got to understand that first and foremost. Now, even though that system is placed, it don't say nowhere in that rule book that we can't form, we can't unite, we can't come together, look at each other, ask each other questions on how we're going to move forward the way we know how to move forward. See, that's one of the things that I had learned. It's like, you know what? Like, I don't understand that shit over there, and I don't care to understand that shit. They saying a whole bunch of shit that doesn't even make sense, but in our reality, you know, when I go say, hey, such and such said this to me, and I go say this and such, oh, this is what it really means. You know, and then it's like, okay, I'm like, okay, I'm really not as dumb as these people try to make me out to be. I just need to go get around people that can help me dumb this message down to the guys that I know who really care. You know, because I feel like a lot of us get robbed. We get robbed for wanting to do right. I don't know if that makes sense to what I'm saying. Like, you got some guys that just fucked up knuckleheads, but you got some guys that are in position. They just don't know and they want to do right, but they get placed with everybody else. And it's just not fair. You know, so that's why I was like, you know what? Let me take a step back. And when we talk about political stuff, like, I feel like I fell deep into that. Oh, I come from this bad background. Yeah, I might have came from the streets. I ain't never sold drugs a day in my life. My family might have, but that never defined who I was. But the fact that that's where I came from, that's the tag that got placed on me. I never liked that. That's something that I battled throughout my whole entire career. And that's what led me to, you know what? Like, damn, these people took this. Like, I love the game of football. I never even thought about the business side of football. So I was like, you know what? After I got cut, I'm like, fuck this shit. Like, I want to stand up for something. I'm going to stand up for something. And I had been trying to stand up for something, but I felt like I had to make a decision. And it's been part of my decision. So I just wanted to take a step back, still support the NFL because I don't hate the NFL, because I'd be lying if I said I didn't get opportunity to through the fuckery and all that other shit, I learned. So I'm appreciative for that because now I get to get a game. This is what I do every day, Jazz. Like, when I talk to these athletes, I ain't ever talking, hey, let's go party, let's go do this, let's go. Nah. We don't have them type of conversations. You're going to ask any athlete that I've ever been around. Can one athlete tell you, hey, let's go smoke this blunt, let's go drink, let's go do this? Now, if we all in the environment and that's something that we are already doing, maybe, yeah. But it's nothing that's planned to point, nothing that's planned to the point to where it's like, hey, we're going to go do this. I don't get down like that. I like to talk about meaningful things. I'd rather talk about that faithfully all day, every day.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you being so honest about it. I feel like I could ask you like 5 million more questions, but I'll stop there to respect other people's time. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Jazz. Yeah, no, and exactly. That's the point of the space is we want to give everybody an opportunity to talk to Dez. We're, you know, we plan to do this every Monday at 5:00. So if you don't get an opportunity to speak tonight, don't get an opportunity to ask the question, definitely make sure you tune in next week at Monday at 5. We're planning to do this again. We also do a community spaces Sunday night, 7:30, where you talk to the community. You know, if Dez is able to join, he'll join us there as well.
So that's the clip. Now, I'll admit, before this interaction, I was somewhat neutral on Dez Bryant. I know a lot of Cowboys fans were absolutely in love with him, and I definitely respect his athletic abilities and what he did on the field. But as far as being like a fan, I don't think I was totally there. But this changes my mind a little bit. This gives me a better idea of who he is and what he's trying to do now that he's not playing. So I'm actually really excited to see what he does in terms of empowerment and advocacy for active and I think even retired NFL players. And I'm really excited to see what role Personal Corner plays in all of that. But yeah, so that's it for now. I'll probably write about this. We might talk about this more. Well, I won't even say might. We'll definitely talk about this more once we're back to doing full episodes. And if you're wondering when we'll be back, that'll happen soon. Like I said, we've got a lot going on this summer and we've been on a long break. But we're planning some fun stuff for August, so make sure you're following us on Twitter and make sure you're subscribed to our YouTube and make sure you have notifications turned on for both. You don't want to miss what we have coming up. Thank you so much for listening. And of course, if you enjoyed this video, please hit the like button. We definitely appreciate it. But until next time, I'm Bitch 2 and I'm out.